Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, it is Dr. Dave. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving week across the nation. And Mother Nature has been pretty nice to the United States, as we're going to have above normal temperatures for most of the continental U.S. But keep the umbrellas handy, because we have a constant parade of storm systems that continue through the Pacific Northwest that will include rain and high elevation snows over the Cascades and northwestern Wyoming, with mixed wintry precipitation for the central and southern Rockies. Unfortunately, still no rain for the parched desert southwest into southern California. There will be rain on the East Coast, some of it heavy on the southern states. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So different NYPD precincts are known for different things. The 4-7 precinct up on the Woodlawn section of the Bronx in the mid-80s was known for developing really sharp cops that went out and made really good arrests. It's kind of like the NFL, where Penn State is known for developing linebackers and Stanford is known for developing quarterbacks. The 4-7 precinct just had that type of talent. So in the mid-80s, the 4-7 precinct anti-crime team had received a tip about an upcoming funeral of a Jamaican drug lord in Woodlawn Cemetery. Now, the famous Bronx landmark is the final resting place for celebrities like Bat Masterson, Geraldine Page, Woolworth, and countless others. The information also specified the deceased's final request was for his cronies to fire their weapons into the air during burial. So these cops took the information seriously, and a bunch of them dressed up as cemetery workers and purchased garden equipment from a local hardware store. Attempting to look inconspicuous, the undercover cops started meandering around the cemetery grounds, keeping tabs on the large group of mourners who assembled around the open grave. Well, that all changed when it was time to put the guy in the ground, and the master of ceremonies took out an Uzi and started firing into the air over the casket. Not wanting to be left out, several other of the dreadlock mourners pulled out pistols and started firing off rounds in solidarity. As the shell casings fell on top of the casket, a group of the undercover cops converged on the wild spectacle. When the groundkeepers identified themselves as police officers, the funeral procession took off in various directions. So they had to call what's called a 1013, officer needs assistant, because you had a running gun battle in Woodlawn Cemetery. So when it was all said and done, they locked up four or five guys, and they recovered several handguns. And that's just what used to go on in the 80s up in the Bronx. So that's a story from my new book, NYPD Through the Looking Glass, Stories from Inside America's Largest Police Department.
James Copeland lives and works in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas. And how cold is it tonight, James?
You know, it's 39. We're going to be around freezing tonight, so not too bad. I got the little fake fireplace space heater going, so we're going to be okay.
Wait, stop a second. You use one of those fake fireplaces, one of those things that looks like a fireplace. Is this one of those made by the Amish?
No, this one is made by the Chinese, I think, but it's probably trying to look like that.
Are there Amish in China?
You know, they're Amish in Mexico, so there very well could be.
How do you know that there are Amish in Mexico?
I know too many random things. It's a confidential.
This is James Copeland, who does all of the spectacular production on Sterling on Sunday. And because it pays so well, he went out and got a job at Dollar Tree. I have been obsessed with Dollar Tree for a very long time. What people don't understand about Dollar Tree is that everything there is $1. It's not like Dollar General, where things are a dollar and more, or Family Dollar, where things are a dollar and more. No, no. At Dollar Tree, everything is exactly $1. Now, you decided to go get a job at Dollar Tree, which is astonishing to me. Please share with us this experience.
So I went and got the job, I was walking into the Dollar Tree on an errand. I saw they had a help wanted sign, so I thought, I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's kind of like a bucket list thing. So I was like, you know what, I might as well find the manager. And so I just guessed who was the manager, who looked the busiest and running around, and asked if he had any openings, and sure enough, he did. And so on Friday, I had my first day, if you will, and already, got on the cash register, and I got to stock things. And I have one word for you, and that is glitter, because there is so much glitter because we're stocking all the Christmas stuff right now, and it is absolutely insane. I just covered head to toe with so much multicolored glitter. It was just insane.
Have you started to learn any secrets of Dollar Tree?
Yes, but I'm not allowed to divulge any of my secrets. No. It is just amazing the how actually advanced, I will say, it is. They've got everything, all the timesheets, all that stuff is all computerized. They know, what the inventory is pretty precisely, at least on the corporate level, I guess. So I'm just surprised at actually how much coordination really does go on behind the scenes to make everything work. And when you're shopping in Dollar Tree, you're going through and you're not really paying attention to all the stuff that is on the shelves. But when you actually start stocking the shelves, you realize how much stuff there is and how often people just, screw everything up by just taking stuff and moving it randomly around the store, because you could spend, the rest of your life just trying to put stuff in the right place and get stuff put back where it belongs. And people just, pick up stuff and they decide they don't want it. They drop it down somewhere. And then someone, poor hapless soul like me, has to go and put it back.
At Dollar Tree, I've noticed that every Dollar Tree location has very different inventory and very unique ways of displaying that inventory. I would have figured this was corporate dictate. Is it corporate dictate what they get at each inventory, at each Dollar Tree, and how it's displayed?
That's the really interesting thing, because I assumed that, I've noticed that it is different per store. And I thought, maybe there is some sort of corporate mandate and they're not really, following it. But a lot of the discretion is, I guess, up to the individual stores. Now, there are kind of a general flow to how each aisle is supposed to be stocked. But the interesting thing is, when you are a stocker there, in the middle of the night, like I was this morning at, between 12:15 and 7 a.m. this morning, you get a lot of latitude in how you put stuff on the shelves, because you may have four cases of something and you have to make it fit on the shelf. So you're going to have to move things around to kind of make it fit. So obviously you're not, making drastic changes in how the shelves appear, but you do. It's like a big puzzle, really, to make everything fit exactly as it should on the shelves. And sometimes you kind of have to, hide overstock on the shelves behind other displays and that sort of thing. So I'm still figuring out all the rules, and maybe I'm breaking them. Who knows? But it's quite an adventure, that's for sure.
Well, this is James Copeland, who lives in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas, who has just taken on a career move to work at Dollar Tree. I, Walter Sterling, have been fascinated by Dollar Tree for many years because everything really is a dollar. And we're going to ask James Copeland in just seconds, what are some of the fastest movers at Dollar Tree? What are some of the surprisingly slow movers of Dollar Tree? Plus, coming up tonight, we've got the adventures of the drive-through brew. We have Florida stories and undercover media boss. All of that and you at 888-688-WALT. Time to get in now to ask questions about Dollar Tree, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, breeding in my fish room, plecos. My fishing report, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's blades. Personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience. And that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made. A nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's Shaving Gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box. You put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at harrys.com. Harrys.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm holding a Highlands container filled with incredible Highlands medicine, and I've posted it on Facebook so you can see me holding the bottle. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love? For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Highlands the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
20 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Now coming up, Adventures of the Drive Through Brew, plus Florida Stories, plus Undercover Media Boss. You and I are talking to James Copeland. He's in his Winnebago in the middle of Kansas. You might think that's like some funny thing that I say. No, James, are you actually in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas?
Cross my heart, hope to die.
Now he's taken on the task of being an employee at Dollar Tree. I have always been mesmerized by Dollar Tree because everything is actually a dollar. Believe it or not, a grown-up said to me this week, what's Dollar Tree? Why are you fascinated? What is it? I don't understand. And I had to explain to him what Dollar Tree was. Yet he knew what Walmart was and Sam's Club and Costco. He knew what those were. But let me tell you, if you're serious about shopping, the first place you go is Dollar Tree. The only mistake I can make in shopping at Dollar Tree is not going there first. Because every time I go to Dollar Tree, I went, damn, I just bought this at Walmart, or damn, I just bought this at Costco, and I paid more for it at Costco. Now, you can get a giant tube of toothpaste that you'd spend $2.95 for at CVS. You can get it for $1 at Dollar Tree. And it's not like old toothpaste. It's brand new, virgin toothpaste. Or you can get coconut oil, which is always insanely expensive, for $1 at Dollar Tree. And then I went this week. I'll tell you what I bought. I bought a dozen eggs, brown eggs. They cost me $1. I bought, what else did I get? I got garbage bags. There was something else that usually is very expensive elsewhere. But that's the thing. Now, what do you know what the best sellers are at Dollar Tree? James Copeland, do you know what the best sellers are?
Well, you know, I've only been working for 2 days. But just from my observations, right now the seasonal stuff is going like crazy. For instance, our store does not have any fall stuff anymore. Like there's like one thing. There's nothing left. It's all sold. So right now, people are buying Christmas stuff already. For an example, we had these big tubs, you know, big kind of boxes of ornaments. And a good deal on ornaments was like 6 or 8, you know, pretty nice ornaments, all different colors. And people, I kid you not, were taking the big shopping carts and just filling them up with ornaments, just loading them up. And so, you know, between like a day went by and those were empty. So, I mean, the seasonal stuff is just going crazy right now, it seems.
Let's discuss the refrigerator case, which has always caused me concern. People have said, we had a caller last week who said, well, the milk there is fresh and blah, blah, blah. There are interesting challenges in shopping at Dollar Tree. You can buy milk at Dollar Tree, but it's milk for a single guy. It's a small container. It's not a half gallon or a gallon. Or is there a gallon or half gallon? I bet you that's a state-regulated thing.
No, it's like the little quart sizes. And I think all that comes down to is just the economics of, you know, probably not all that economical to be able to do a, you know, a whole actual half gallon or something like that. But I know what you're talking about on the freezer case. And I have not stocked a freezer case yet. But, you know, I have seen those ribeye steaks and, you know, kind of question those. And I have, there's some hash browns in there that, you know, before I was working there, I did try them. And we noticed, one, that the hash browns were made in India. And two, they never really got crisp. So they were in the oven for close to an hour, I think, and they never got very crisp. So I'm not sure what was going on with that. But that being said, more often than not, my experience with anything in the frozen, for the freezer case or the fridge, has been very positive. And in fact, I think it's one of the best places to get frozen vegetables. It's actually one of the best deals out there is the frozen vegetables.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you have questions for Dollar Tree Confidential, this is the time to ask. We have an inside man at Dollar Tree, 888-688-WALT. I bought, you'll be shocked when I tell you this, I bought the frozen Salisbury steak and mac and cheese combo this week at Dollar Tree. That was the other thing I bought. And, you know, it was exactly like a Salisbury steak and mac and cheese that you would expect. It's the same that you'd get at any store, any frozen item. It's that meal. It's the TV dinner meal. And, you know, your expectations are moderated. But here's where it's smart. Dollar Tree has every type of pasta. And those boxes are a dollar. They're always more than a dollar at supermarkets. I can safely say that all of my plates and glassware and mugs have come from Dollar Tree. And some of the most interesting statements are on the mugs. For example, I got a mug at Dollar Tree. This is what the mug says, the coffee mug says. I see that the assassins have failed yet again. Now, that's a really good way to start a meeting. You're sitting in your office, you lift up your Dollar Tree mug, and it says, I see the assassins have failed yet again. These are the things that thrill me, James.
Absolutely. And that's, yeah, I do the same thing. I'll buy the weird mugs and stuff. And then what I like to do is leave them around, you know, the different places I've worked and then come back and see if they're still in existence. And oftentimes they are. So that's definitely good. But did you know that you can get aroma diffusers, actual like electric aroma diffusers that you can put essential oils if you're into that thing for a dollar?
And if you were to go online, those would start at 10 or 12 bucks. So it's a fascinating and wonderful store. James Copeland now working embedded. He's embedded at Dollar Tree. Do you have a question for James? The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. How many times when you were at the cash register did people look at you and go, how much is this?
So did that actually already happen? And I've only maybe checked out about 10 or 15 people so far. It was just a short training thing. But yes, we actually have a holiday toy drive going on, buying Christmas toys for kids. And the store is donating like hundreds and hundreds of dollars in merchandise. Well, people are buying them and then donating them. And it's really great. But yeah, we'll have the toys up at the counter and ask, do you want to donate a Christmas toy? And people say, sure. But I've had people ask, how much is that? And it's like, yes, it's a dollar. And like everything else in here, it is certainly a dollar. But yeah, that has happened.
Crazy talk. James Copeland, sitting in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas, I thank you. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I assume you'll be in isolation for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yes. We'll be safely spaced apart with the longest table we can find, right?
Yes. Thank you very much. Every relative in a different room connected by Zoom. I think that's how most households are going to do it. Like every relative's in a different room, and they're connected by their laptop and a Zoom call. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 20 past the hour, 28 past the hour. And you and I are driving across the country tonight, later tonight. We're going to have a fascinating expose about something I've always been puzzled about. When you and I go into a truck stop on the highway, on long distance driving like today, you, the trucker, you know the answer to this, but I didn't. There's a sign that says trucker area. When you go inside and there are all the displays of guns and CB radios and bad buffets, there's a sign that says truckers here, truckers go here, trucker. And then there's this whole other wing where the truckers go. And I've always wondered what that's about. And then you'll hear an announcement that says, shower number two is ready. I'm like, showers? There's showers. What's in the showers? What are the showers like? Well, we're going to get that revealed coming up tonight. Plus, we have adventures in the drive-thru brew. And what else? Oh, in just seconds, I have the mystery answer for you. If you have a Midnight Misfit decoder card, you'll be able to decode my secret message. That's coming up in just seconds. This is a spectacular holiday show. And in 30 minutes, you're going to hear my Aunt Martha holiday story. The Aunt Martha holiday story, one of my favorite stories, and the adventure at a radio station where the turkeys were really frozen. Not like WKRP, but they were really frozen. Sterling on Sunday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. this Sunday night. A harsh transition from second shift to third shift. Plus,
Walter recounts the votes in his mind. Maybe he did win student council president.
Plus, my secret for fantastic hot chocolate. This Sunday night late, 10 p.m., Sterling on Sunday, Talk Radio 1210.
This is only a test.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave speaking, and I thought this would be a good time as we look past Thanksgiving into what kind of a winter it's going to be. And we see La Nina, which us meteorologists call the above normal surface seawater temperatures in the equatorial and the eastern Pacific. It's cooler than normal, which usually means wet and cool for the Northwest, wet and warm in the Ohio Valley, and much above temperatures from the mid-Atlantic to the Southeast. So we'll keep looking at that to see how much snows we get, how much rains we get, and unfortunately, it's going to continue to be high and dry in the desert Southwest and in Southern California, where they need the rain desperately. For Sterling on Sunday, this is staff meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser, and the next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only here on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We have the drive-through brew. Undercover media boss. Plus, we're going to study the orgasm cult. Joe in Kansas City, Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Joe, why do you say that? I am paid to take your call. Thank you for calling.
Well, that's a pleasure, sir. I was calling you because I asked a girl to marry me tonight, and she said yes.
And is and she... Now, what's her first name and what's your first name?
Her name is Stacy. My name is Joe.
And you live in Kansas City?
Yes. In Kansas have they City, lit Missouri.
Have they lit the lights at Country Club Plaza yet?
They do that on Thanksgiving night. So that's coming.
It's crazy beautiful. Now, this woman, Stephanie, how old is she?
Stacy, she is at it. She is 49.
Congratulations to you both. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. And I didn't realize until after I asked her and she said yes, that today is a prime number day. It's 112220.
And what does that mean to you?
You know, I think it's special. I just don't know exactly what it means. It just feels special.
When are you going to actually get married?
I think I'm hoping by the end of the year. I hope it's the first couple of weeks of December. Otherwise, it may be the first week of January or possibly in the spring because tax season is coming and we're both very busy.
Have you been married before?
I was married before. She has not been married, but I was married once before 25 years ago.
Therefore, I will share with you some insanely important advice. Would you like to hear it?
I would very much like it.
All right, Joe. Your fiance has in her head what she wants for her wedding, how she wants it set up, where she wants it to be held, who she wants to invite, the colors, the flowers. It's all been in her head since she was 8. She has been thinking about this wedding since she was 8 years old. You were not thinking about your wedding since you were 8 years old. Therefore, the single most important thing you can do, Joe, is give her exactly what's in her head, to the flower.
I could not have said that better myself. I agree 100%.
When I hear guys, potential grooms, say, well, you know, we're planning this together, I'm like, just shut up and do what she wants. You're not making the wedding together. Go make your marriage together. There's your challenge. The wedding, which is a whole day of your life, that's her day. You don't send out the wedding invitations. She sends out the wedding invitations. She doesn't even have to invite your family. Her family doesn't even have to invite your family. It's her wedding. And when you guys walk down the aisle, and I hope to God we get to walk down an aisle, nobody's going to be looking at you, Joe. They're going to be looking at her. It's her day. And this is where men screw up every time.
As long as I'm invited, that's fine.
Oh, you'll be invited because somebody has to pay.
Understood.
Now, Joe, is there any other service I can provide you? Because I am so flattered that you would take Sterling on Sunday as the show to call and make this announcement.
No, I wanted to share it with you because I listen to you and I respect you. And I don't know, I was driving on my way home from her place, and I said, I have to call Sterling because this is special. I asked her at Powell Gardens, which is lit up with all kinds of lights right now. Powell Gardens is a little outside Kansas City in Johnson County, Missouri, and it is beautiful. And it was the perfect place and I wanted to share it with you.
You were at the restaurant when you asked her. Did you kneel and do that in the restaurant?
It's a huge botanical garden, and in the winter time before Christmas time, they don't have plants. They just put up lights everywhere and themes, and it's beautiful.
Trains? Do they have trains?
No, they have trams that transport you to and from places, though.
No, but I mean, in the gardens, do they have train sets set up?
No train sets. It's primarily lights, and they have cocoa. You can get it spiked if you like.
Well,
but,
listen.
Yeah, they have...
Joe in Kansas City, Missouri, listening on KMBZ. I am so flattered that you made this call to me. It means a lot to me. And therefore, send me an email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me an email, and who knows, you just might get a wedding gift.
Oh, sir, you honor me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
It's 42 past the hour, 42 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Coming up, I'm going to share with you what I believe would be the single most beneficial thing for you and me during hard times. And there are 30 million people who filed for unemployment who are still suffering, and that's inexcusable. You and me, Sterling on Sunday, 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday, have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Hylands Flexmore PM. Hylands Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore Medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Hylands has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com/arthritis. Hylands.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code WALTER right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You put in WALTER, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in WALTER, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Hylands Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
While it may be cold outside, in my fish room it's warm. The average temperature in my Pleco tank is 78 degrees. I have a lot of baby super red Plecos. This Pleco from the bushy nose family is highly prized, and I have at least 40 babies. They're too young to sell, but eventually I will be able to sell them, and you sell these for $15 each. They're very popular, very desired, and a wonderful colorful look of a catfish. The super red Pleco is a beautiful algae-eating fish for your aquarium. And the interesting thing about this is that some Plecos can get as long as a foot. This one averages at its longest length of being about 4 to 5 inches. So you can keep it in a 20-gallon aquarium with no problem at all. Give them a little bit of supplements of, I give meat wafers and also algae wafers occasionally, and these puppies just love them. And the thing is, they're beautiful and peaceful fish that are unique to look at that young and old alike will delight in. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm deadliest catcher, Velo Hool.
All right, we have a lot going on tonight. It's 48 past the hour, 48 past the hour, and I bet somebody in my home is still awake. I'll bet you my Samantha, who is 8, is still awake and should be asleep. Oh, speaking of my home, I shared with you the fact that my 17-year-old was at Syracuse University. She had a terrible incoming freshman year. The work overwhelmed her. It became progressively difficult. And this is a smart girl. It's and not an emotional girl. This is a smart girl, but it was too much at once. And then her boyfriend died. Her male friend died. He was hit by a bus. He was 18 and he was hit by a bus. He's going to be 19 tomorrow. We say a prayer for his mother. She was a single mom with one kid. This was a great kid. And we wish her the best. Imagine the first Thanksgiving that you're going to have as a single mother and your only child was killed by a bus months earlier. This was a good woman with a good kid. And now my daughter's home. She wanted to come home, desperately wanted to come home. And I asked you, I said, should she come home? What do you think? And you, everybody online, everybody who called in said she should come home. And you were right. Every day since she's been home, she's been better. Stronger, smarter, sharper, and much to my relief and delight, she has said she's going to go back to school in January. If they open it up, then we find out that the public schools where I live, I have an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old, they're not going to let the kids back in. They had let the 8-year-old back in for 10 days. And now after Thanksgiving, they're not going back. What the heck? This is crazy talk. This is insane.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
I just think that you said it just to be stupid. I just think that you said it just to be stupid.
All right, coming up, we're going to find out the mysteries of truck stops. Whenever I've been in a truck stop and I hear shower number 3 is ready, I'm like, what the heck's going on in that shower? What are truck shop showers like? And we will find out what truck stop showers are like. I'm mesmerized by this. Why I get hung up on things like this, I don't know. It's very sad. I'm also mesmerized by Below Deck. We'll talk about that in seconds. But what I want to share with you is the harsh reality that I don't hear about on TV or in cable news. I hear all this wasted time going on and on about the election and voter fraud. I don't care. You and I both know what the end of that story is going to be. You and I, and then, oh, wait, before I forget. What? Mario Cuomo, TV star, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, is now a TV star, and he's up for an Emmy. He's going to be given a special Emmy for his broadcast on a daily basis of the deaths in New York. How well he's done this, what a brilliant job he's done of reporting the news of the state of New York. Let me tell you, as a TV show, the third act stank. The third act was really bad, Mr. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. And somewhere during this whole event, he had time to write a book. He managed to write a book. He's coming out and he's promoting a book. Magically, he's getting an Emmy. And he sent thousands of people to their deaths. Whoa. However, let's talk about you and me. On a daily basis, in a bad economy, when 3 million people were laid off through no fault of their own, 3 million people were laid off through no fault of their own, the impact on the rest of their lives is profound. Three things are about to happen. Number one, all of the do not evict people, that's about to be repealed at the end of December. In most states, most cities that had rules in place saying you can't evict anybody at this time, most of those roll off at the end of December, which means the first week in January is going to be charming, where thousands of people are eligible to be evicted or have their electricity turned off or have their gas shut off in January. There's a horror show right there. There's nothing quite like living in an apartment or a house with two or three little kids and a cat and a dog, and there's a knock on your door. And there's a sheriff with a gun and special social services people with them to take care of the kids and about 80 lawyers to throw you out. And the sheriff shouting, "Get the baby, change the baby, change the baby," to make sure the baby's diaper is changed, and you get out of your apartment. In most cities, when you're evicted, if you have pets, you know what they do with the pets? They don't give you time to cage them up and take them. They don't give you that time. Instead, after you're gone, they take them to the ASPCA. And then you have a week to pay for their retrieval. After they've been spayed, neutered, chipped, even if it was already done. That's what most cities do. This is a horrible event. And there's no greater cause of poverty than eviction. No. Not poverty causes eviction. Evictions cause poverty. Because once you're evicted, the rest of your life you have to say whether or not you were evicted when you go to rent. Now, let me tell you the deal with the credit bureaus. There's been no moratorium on reporting to the credit bureau. So if you're late with payments because you lost a job through no fault of your own, it's on your credit bureau. And every month that bad credit reports hit your credit, the cost of money to you is either higher because the interest rates go up. You want a MasterCard, you want this, you want a Visa, you know, crummy credit cards, you're going to have to put down $250 and then you're going to pay mafia rates of 33%, or you're just not going to get one at all. Good luck renting a car, getting into a hotel, getting an airplane ticket if you can't get one at all. And during the past 6 months, I'll bet you there have been more bad credit reports than at any time in history. 30 million people lost their jobs. What do you think is going to happen to their credit reports? It's going to be a disaster. There should have been a moratorium against any negative reports going on your credit report during this time because you had no control over it, none. And most Americans, 80% of Americans, have exactly $600 or $700 in reserve for a bad time. That's it. The one moratorium, besides no evictions that should have happened, is no negative hits to your credit. No negative hits to your credit. That's a crime. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Let's you and I talk. My number is 888-688-WALT. You're thinking, I can talk to you? You're live? Yes, I'm live on a Sunday night, right before Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to tell you a story from my kidhood about Aunt Martha and the turkey, plus on my first job in radio, the most astonishing story ever at Thanksgiving time. Every radio station in America makes the same mistake. They have Thanksgiving prizes. They have Thanksgiving contests. As a general rule, that is a generally bad idea. Plus, we will go inside the drive-thru brew and hear about the struggle between the manager and Jake the workman as to how they're working out their challenges, and Florida stories. Thank you for loving Florida stories. I agree with you. They're quite spectacular. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. And we're on coast to coast from KMBZ, WPHT to KMOX. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, it is Dr. Dave. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving week across the nation. And Mother Nature has been pretty nice to the United States, as we're going to have above normal temperatures for most of the continental U.S. But keep the umbrellas handy, because we have a constant parade of storm systems that continue through the Pacific Northwest that will include rain and high elevation snows over the Cascades and northwestern Wyoming, with mixed wintry precipitation for the central and southern Rockies. Unfortunately, still no rain for the parched desert southwest into southern California. There will be rain on the East Coast, some of it heavy on the southern states. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, Sterling on Sunday.
I'm J.J. Wilson, son of legendary broadcaster Big Wilson.
Looking at the radar scope, they're measuring something, and I don't know, probably the sunshine, eh?
And now we peek into the drama known as the drive-through brew. The worker Jake has endless frustration trying to modernize the brew. The manager would like to keep things calm and quiet. Let's listen in.
I'm exhausted.
From what? No one has driven through in at least a half hour.
I'm tired from trying to make the printer work.
Was there paper in the printer?
Yes.
What about the driver? Sometimes you need a new driver.
I'm not playing golf. Let's talk about how we can modernize the online presence of the drive-through brew.
I'm happy with our no-line presence.
We must have an app. An app will bring in more customers.
What would they do with this so-called app?
They would order what they want, then when they arrive, they would pull in, open their trunk, and we would put the beer in their trunk.
Quite the innovation. I'm Word Carr speaking for Magoon Productions.
All right, coming up, we're going to have Inside the Orgasm Cult, which is now under investigation by the FBI. Plus, you and I are going to talk about Florida stories. And I've got an amazing story to tell you in just seconds. But first, it seems that we are inundated with calls from Florida. Jim in Gainesville, Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. We're on now KMBZ, KMOX, KFBK, and KDKA, because Jim Gracie is the greatest program director in North America. Hello, Jim in Gainesville. Hi. Going once, going twice. Jim in Gainesville, hello. Jim. Jim in Gainesville.
You and me talking to Jim.
I'm talking to you.
Tim in Live Oak, would you?
What?
I'm Tim, and I'm in Live Oak.
Wow. I don't know why it says Jim in Gainesville, but Tim in Live Oak, welcome to the big show.
I've got a pet peeve about credit scores.
I've got
a good credit score. I don't pay any interest whenever I buy a new car or credit cards, although I don't use credit cards. I pay cash for everything. But there are people who can't afford to do that, and I feel as though it's very discriminatory toward those people who can't afford to buy a new car because they can't get credit and they can't pay the interest, the high interest rates. Same thing with banks and stuff on a bank loan. I feel as though the credit score companies are
criminals,
robbing people.
They are.
Then,
they're criminals.
Then if you do have bad credit score and try to get a loan, they may not let you have one, or they'll tell you to go out and hire a lawyer. You can't afford to hire interest to begin with. Now they want you to hire a lawyer to pay extra to be able to get a loan. I think it's all very discriminatory.
Very discriminatory, and it's disgusting. Tim, I appreciate the call at 888-688-WALT. What I was talking about moments ago is the fact that with 30 million people unemployed, the number of bad hits on credit scores throughout America is going to go through the roof and has been for the past 6 months. When there have been very good moratoriums on evictions, great, there should be moratoriums on evictions. And there are moratoriums on electric bills and gas bills, good, because if somebody loses their job through no fault of their own, why they should be systematically punished, I don't know. But they have been. But what has not been put under moratorium are bad hits to your credit score. Now, 30 million people are getting bad hits to their credit through no fault of their own. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to take their 12% MasterCard rate to 23% or 28% or 32%. And again, who's going to benefit from that? Oh, the MasterCard issuers. Oh, the Visa issuers. That's it. That's all who's going to benefit. All right. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. There, I've cleared my throat enough times so that you and I should be able to talk about the most astonishing fact of every holiday. You have a strange relative. I believe everybody has one strange relative that only due to that magic combination of guilt and I don't know what, you feel obligated to see your strange relative. Everybody has a strange relative that doesn't quite fit in any situation. My strange relative was Aunt Martha. Aunt Martha was a very interesting woman because we only saw her at Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe a kid's birthday, maybe three times a year, and that was plenty. Aunt Martha was a big woman. She had wattle all over her body, under her arms, her legs, under her chin, and as she moved, the wattle moved. When she sat down, the wattle kept moving. And every now and then, she'd look at you. And the look in her face, the look in her eyes was, I'm having none of it. Whatever you're about to say, I'm having none of it. This was a woman not to be blessed with, because even though she was a great aunt, she was a woman of achievement. My Aunt Martha had no children. She was not by any measure an attractive woman, any standard. However, she managed to marry Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie was a very handsome man, well-dressed, well-groomed, a handsome man. He passed pretty early in my life. I have very few memories of Uncle Charlie other than the fact that he bowled. And he had a custom bowling ball, which to me was unbelievable. You have your own bowling ball with your initials on it. Uncle Charlie had a bowling ball. But my Aunt Martha was a woman of achievement. She of New Jersey achievement. She lived in Roselle Park, a nice, sensible, sane town. And she owned two beauty parlors. She was a beautician, and she owned those beauty parlors. She was also on the board of directors of the local savings and loan. She had two cars. People used to do this. Maybe you know a relative who did this. She had two cars. She had a car for driving around the town, which was an older car. And she had a brand new Oldsmobile 98, not the 88, the 98. Big car. Factory air. Cruise control. That's what she took on the highway and for trips. She had a in-town car and a cruise control Oldsmobile 98. My mother was a great cook. She was not a chef. She was a cook. She made everything perfectly. And oddly, this was not a source of pride to her. If you said to her, gee, this is great cooking. I can't believe what a good cook you are. There was no pride in it. It was matter of fact. This is what she had to do. And therefore, she was going to do it well. And when she was done, load the dishwasher. That was her thanks. You do the dishwasher. I'm not doing it. I made dinner. That was the extent of our conversation about her cuisine. She was a North Jersey mom. She was proud of her house. She was a lioness to her children. And she cooked. She cooked really well. I said to her one Thanksgiving, I said the wrong thing. Maybe you've done this. You see, my mother did not get along with Aunt Martha. She tolerated her, but she did not get along with her. She was her mother-in-law's sister. She was my dad's mother's sister. And she didn't really want to see Aunt Martha. She didn't really like Aunt Martha, but it was a relative. And this one Thanksgiving, I said the very wrong thing. I said, Mom, do you want to invite Aunt Martha for Thanksgiving? And my mother looks at me like, are you insane? Are you out of your mind? Well, then my mother had a problem because I threw it on the table. I had said we should invite Aunt Martha to Thanksgiving. And I was 12 years old at the time, so I was filled with brilliant ideas, brilliant ideas. And she says, she waits a day, and finally she looks at me and she says, if you want Aunt Martha here, you call her. Well, that was the gauntlet. I picked up the phone. I called Aunt Martha, and I said, would you like to come for Thanksgiving? Now, at the age of 12, no one's going to turn you down if you're 12. And Aunt Martha said, well, yeah, sure. What time? I said, 3 o'clock. All right, I'll be there at 3 o'clock, she says. And my Aunt Martha, whose waddle never stopped waddling, who wore unusual clothes. She wore dresses that were 30 years out of date, that had a lot of doily on them. She had those kind of stockings on, those black stockings that seemed to have a life of their own, and thick black shoes with those thick heels. That's what my Aunt Martha wore. What happened at Thanksgiving dinner is unbelievable, indescribable, and I will share it with you in just seconds. 18 past the hour, this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. I get in the shower, and then I take out this beautiful green can. Push the button, and out comes gel that smells remarkable. I put it on my face, and suddenly my beard softens, and the gel turns into shaving cream, and I'm able to get the most remarkable shave imaginable, a Harry shave. The Harry system of blade, handle, and shaving gel worked together to give me the most remarkable shave I could ever imagine. The first time I had a Harry shave, I'm like, whoa, this is really different. Now, everybody says that. No, really, this is different. Now, the reason it's different is that Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You put it on the ergonomic handle, which comes in a variety of stunning colors, which will complement your eyes. And you use the shaving gel. And oh my gosh, this is a great experience. Now, I want you to have this experience. Here's what you get with Harry's. With Harry's, when you put in the promo code Walter, you get a blade, you get a handle, an ergonomic handle in a beautiful color, you get the shaving gel. You put it on, softens your beard, smells great. And a nice travel box. You put in the promo code Walter, blade, handle, shaving gel, $5. What? Oh, no, $3. You put in the promo code Walter, it's $3. And they'll send it to you. Well, they must get you on shipping and handling. No, that's free. It's really free. Handle, blades, shaving gel, travel box, $3. Put in the promo code Walter or get them at the big box stores. But really, you're better off going to Harry's.com. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love to do, or get a restful sleep? Well, for over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over my thumbs and my feet, as it has for over 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medications because they're concerned about the long-term risk or experience with some side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. What this means is that I can safely complement the prescription medications with Flexmore and have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Heinlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout or find them at CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about my Aunt Martha at Thanksgiving. My mother said, you want to invite Aunt Martha, you go right ahead. You can invite her. I was 12 years old, and I realized in 1 second everything I knew about Aunt Martha when my mother said, go ahead and invite her. My mother couldn't stand her. My Aunt Martha was an unusual woman. Every family has somebody who's odd. This was the odd relative. There was no technical oddity. She had a job. She owned businesses. She was on the board of directors of a bank. She had a home. She had 2 cars. There was nothing really odd about her that we could put in paper, make it into bullet points in a slideshow. No. But she was odd. And part of it had to do with the unusual rhythm that adults have who do not have children. Adults who do not have children have unusual ways of talking to children. They're either too condescending or too loud, or try to bribe children with things that are wonderful, like money. I knew that if Aunt Martha came over, she would give me and my brother $5. And that was a good day. But my mother said, you want her to come for Thanksgiving? You go ahead and invite her. Aunt Martha shows up in her Oldsmobile 98 with the jersey plates. She comes in and it was interesting because she always smelled of perfume and no deodorant. So she'd always smell of perspiration and perfume, but I don't think she wore deodorant. That's an unusual and disgusting smell. My mother was a great cook. She was not proud of her cooking. It was matter of fact. She had a cook, so it was going to be good. That was it. Now we sit down for Thanksgiving dinner. And my mother said, oh, you invited her? You sit next to her. The gauntlet had been thrown down for the minute I made that call to invite her. Now my Aunt Martha's sitting next to me. And she's eating the mashed potatoes, the cranberry, the string beans, all the obligatory Thanksgiving food. When she gets to the turkey, which I must say was perfect, she ate it slowly, like a movie critic, reviewing it thoughtfully and making small talk. Bertha, how are you? How are your beauty shops? How's all of that going? Oh, it's fine. How about the winter? Is your house ready for it? Are you okay for the winter? Yes, I'm fine. Charlie made sure that was all taken care of before he died. And it was a normal conversation. But I knew trouble was ahead. I knew it was cooking because my mother was eating and she was looking at me like, you are dead. If she says one wrong thing about this meal, you are so dead. Now, I'm excited because my mother made pecan pie. Maybe your mother did too. My mother's pecan pie, I've never had anything like it since. Let me describe this to you. Usually pecan pie is too heavy and too sticky. It's really a nice idea and a horrible reality. How she did it, I don't know, but my mother's pecan pie was light. It had pecans on the top. I don't say pecan. If you say pecan, that's nice. But if it had pecans on top, but the filling was not sticky and it was not heavy. It was light. And then she'd put real whipped cream on top, which, of course, made it delicious. She would also make a Boston cream pie, a chocolate pie, and apple pie. But we were all far more interested in her pecan pie because that was the best. Now we're drinking our milk, and they're drinking their wine, and we're eating pecan pie, and everybody's very happy. I always loved the house at Thanksgiving because it was immaculate. The candles were on the table. The linens were crisp and smelled of fresh linen. It's a wonderful sensual experience. It never snowed on my Thanksgiving when I was a kid, and I don't have any horror stories of Thanksgiving, thank God. I know a lot of people have terrible stories of alcoholic families and dogs dying. I don't have any of that. But I had Aunt Bertha. I had our Aunt Martha. Why did I call her that? I had another aunt who was Aunt Bertha. This was Aunt Martha. And Aunt Martha was large and successful and had opinions, and she had no kids. She didn't live with anybody. So I think she was freer with her opinions than most people. When we were done with her meal, and she had eaten everything, Aunt Martha looked up and we said, "So, how was your meal?" "Oh, well, the string beans were good, and the wine was very nice." That's how they always describe wine. Non-alcoholics describe wine as nice. So she said, the wine was very nice, and the potatoes were good and buttery. She enjoyed the potatoes. But the main course was the turkey. And finally, I said, how was the turkey? How was the turkey, Aunt Martha? What did you think of my mother's turkey? And my mother looks at me with those Jersey eyes that she could kill you with. And Aunt Martha says, "Well, I think the turkey was a little dry." Turkey was a little dry. You don't know what you've done to my life for the next 6 months or year. You have no idea what you've done to my life with my mother for the next 6 months. What do you mean the turkey was a little dry? The turkey was a little dry. Now I'm out in the kitchen alone with my mother, which is the most dangerous place that I could be as a 12-year-old. Incredibly alone with my mother. Like I never felt lonelier in my life than in my house filled with people than being alone in the kitchen with my mother. And my mother looks at me and she says, "Well, Walter, who are you going to invite over for Christmas?"
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
All right, coming up in just seconds, I'm going to tell you about the frozen turkeys that arrived for a turkey giveaway at a radio station in New York, Sterling on Sunday.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. this Sunday night. A harsh transition from second shift to third shift. Plus,
Walter recounts the votes in his mind. Maybe he did win student council president.
Plus, my secret for fantastic hot chocolate. This Sunday night, late, 10 p.m., Sterling on Sunday, Talk Radio 1210.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave speaking, and I thought this would be a good time as we look past Thanksgiving into what kind of a winter it's going to be. And we see La Nina, which us meteorologists call the above normal surface seawater temperatures in the equatorial and the eastern Pacific. It's cooler than normal, which usually means wet and cool for the Northwest, wet and warm in the Ohio Valley, and much above temperatures from the mid-Atlantic to the southeast. So we'll keep looking at that to see how much snows we get, how much rains we get, and unfortunately, it's going to continue to be high and dry in the desert Southwest and in Southern California, where they need the rain desperately. For Sterling on Sunday, this is staff meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. And the next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only here on Sterling on Sunday.
Undercover Media Boss is the TV show that shows media bosses going undercover.
to discover the true working conditions at their media companies. They start by putting on an impenetrable disguise. Then, in the third act, is the big reveal, when the boss dares to show his face to his employees.
Now I'm going undercover behind the scenes of our top-rated show to learn how our workers are suffering.
Oh, hello there, strange man in a bad wig and funny mustache and big ears that are about to fall off. You look like our boss, Scott Green Jeans.
Oh, but I'm certainly not. Just plain old Joe from down the block. What do you do here on the soundstage?
I'm in charge of craft services. I keep all the food hot for the stars who don't actually eat anything, but we have to offer them food because their union contracts say that they have to have food.
Well, that sounds like an easy job.
Well, it would be if I wasn't constantly getting calls from my sister who is homeless and hungry, but I'm not allowed to take any of this craft services home to her. It's against union rules.
The media CEO is touched by the story. Let's hear what he does.
I'm removing my impenetrable wig and mustache and ears now. Now, do you see who I am?
No.
I'm the studio boss. I'm the head honcho.
I'm calling the police.
Oh!
Next time on Undercover Boss, we go below deck to learn the true meaning of the word salty brine. Word car speaking.
38 past the hour, live on a Sunday night with Sterling, Walter M. Sterling, coming up on Thanksgiving. We love Thanksgiving. Now, let me tell you. My first job when I was 20 years old, I was the promotion manager of a radio station in New York City. Actually, oddly, I was also the youngest regularly scheduled talk show host in New York City. I was 20 when I had a talk show in New York City, and it was on Sunday, so nothing has evolved. I'm not on 5 days a week anywhere, which is tragic for the radio stations that could put me on, but they don't have the guts. Because I'm not screaming at the politicians. Because why? Why should I scream at politicians when you and I can actually have the sort of conversation we would have if we met at the mall? And that will draw a bigger crowd. But for some reason, that information has been lost under the sands of the Sphinx to otherwise brilliant program directors in America. It's really weird. I digress. When I was the promotion manager of a radio station in New York City, it was 99X, and it was a top 40 station. And what we decided to do was give away turkeys. And when you give away turkeys, what do? You get a gift certificate to a supermarket, and then you mail them out. That's what you do. We did the contest on the air, and we got 100 winners. I needed 100 gift certificates for the turkeys. In every sales department in America, whether it's radio or something else, there's a sales guy who makes too much noise. He's too big, takes up too much air, wears big clothes, big and tall shop sales guy. I forget what this guy's name was. They also are sort of new to the sales department, and they don't last long. Your sales department is somebody like this. They're sort of new. They're a little too big and a little too loud. And I go to him. What the heck was his name? Let's say it was Tommy. And I go to Tommy. Now, I'm 20, and I'm an arrogant son of a gun. I don't feel I should have to explain too much to Tommy. He's been around a while. He was probably 30, but to me, he looked 90. He was one of those guys, you know, when you're 20, most people look 90. I'm sure he was like 30. I go to him and I say, listen, first I went to the sales manager. I said, I need 100 turkeys. This would involve running barter, commercials for a supermarket in exchange for gift certificates to the supermarket, which could be cashed in for turkeys. Turkeys cost $14. And we got, you know, I wanted 100 gift certificates that we could mail out. That was the deal. I went to this big sales guy and I told him I need these gift certificates for the turkeys for our contest. We go on the air, we do the contest, we get 100 winners, we have their names, addresses, phone numbers on a clipboard, Everything's very official and buttoned up. The release forms are ready. When you come to get your gift certificate or we mail it out, you have to sign a release form. That's how contests work at a radio station, because it's federally controlled. It's a federally controlled industry. You'd barely know it, but that's what it is. What happened then was unbelievable. 2 days before Christmas, there was a buzzer on the intercom. This radio station was on 40th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. Now, if you know anything about 40th Street and Broadway in Manhattan, it is arguably the busiest block in Manhattan. It is one block from Times Square. Now, it's one block from Times Square at Christmas time, at Thanksgiving time. Whatever traffic was there, normally it's increased tenfold. It can take you 1 hour to go one city block. Double parking on both sides of the street. One narrow lane going through 40th Street a couple days before Thanksgiving. There was a buzzer from downstairs to the intercom. A man comes upstairs to the radio station on the second floor, all important to the story. He comes in, and what he said next was unbelievable. I'm Walter Sterling, live on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, promo code WALTER.
Let's go, 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 with Chip Bob's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Would you like to be a Midnight Misfit? Would you like to join our Midnight Misfit crew? We have a very special club if you don't fit in. It's called the Midnight Misfits, and you get a membership card. What you do is you go to Walter Sterling Show, waltersterlingshow.com. Go to the Midnight Misfit tab and enter your name. Nobody's going to bother you. No one's going to call you. We're not that efficient. It will let you download and print out your Midnight Misfit card. On that card is the decoder. The decoder lets you decode the message I'm going to give you in 15 minutes, a very special Thanksgiving message. Walter Sterling Show, Midnight Misfit. Download the card. And then you'll become a member of the Midnight Misfit Club. Won't that be spectacular? You'll finally belong to something. It'll spell out on the card exactly what you have to do to qualify and exactly what you have to do to be a misfit. It's really pretty much the easiest thing you've ever done. But don't waste time! 48 minutes past the hour, Walter Sterling sharing with you this horrendous story, an amazing story about a promotion that was done at the radio station I worked at out of college, the first radio station I worked at, 99X radio guys, pay attention. It was 99X, a top 40 station in New York City. All right, now it's Thanksgiving time. It's 2 days before Thanksgiving. I'm waiting for the sales guy to come up with the 100 gift certificates he had promised me that we could mail out to the winners of these turkeys, the winners of the turkeys. A man in uniform shows up at the door, a worker uniform, not a cop uniform, a workman's uniform. He shows up at the door, and he says to the receptionist, he's asking for me, Walter Sterling. Is Walter Sterling here? Yes, I'm here. I have your turkeys. Last words, the last words I heard until my memory went into a blur, until I couldn't see or hear anything. I just heard, your turkeys are here. Now remember, we're on 40th Street in Manhattan, the busiest block possible at Thanksgiving. It is double parked with trucks on both sides of the street, and the streets of Manhattan are not wide. They're super narrow to begin with. These were streets laid out for horses. Now, a man with a truck is saying, I have your turkeys downstairs. What do you mean you have your turkeys downstairs? I thought you were going to... I go to the sales guy. I said, I needed gift certificates. Well, you said you wanted 100 turkeys. I needed 100 gift certificates for turkeys. Oh, whoa, well, I'm like, oh, my God. I go downstairs and I see there's the truck, and in it are 100 frozen turkeys. And we're on the second floor of a heated building. And there's he's parked in front of the service entrance to the building. There's the sidewalk, there's the truck, there's the service entrance. Pay close attention to how this works. I said to him, well, could you unload the turkeys? Put them in the building, in the service entrance. I'm not allowed to leave the truck, he says. My union won't let me leave the truck. Well, the building has porters, people who bring in packages and turkeys into the building. I look at the porters, the uniformed porters, and I said, could you help him unload the truck? And they say, we're not allowed to leave the building. I have a 15-foot expanse that must be bridged because one union won't let them go on the sidewalk. The other union won't let them get off the truck. I go upstairs at this New York City radio station, and I look at the program director, and I say, Arthur ordered turkeys and not turkey certificates, and they're here now. And he knew by law we had to give the prize to the winners. We had to provide the prize. Jesus took care of us. That particular day, the general manager, the bloated general manager, had gotten a sofa delivered. He had a new sofa for his office, and the sofa box was still at the radio station. The giant sofa box was still at the radio station. I look at the program director. I say, we have to get the turkeys into the building. The morning man happened to be in the office of the program director. So the morning man, Al, and the program director, and the morning man, Mike Phillips, and the program director, Al Brady Law, the three of us go downstairs, and we realize what we had to do. So we created a daisy chain from the truck to the building. And there's one of those carts. We put the turkeys on the carts, put them into the elevator, and brought them up and put them into this giant sofa box, one after the other after the other. 100 turkeys. Well, then we had the new problem, didn't we? We had to keep them frozen because it's not pretty to have not frozen turkeys. Not a good thing at all. The restaurant downstairs had dry ice, and I don't remember if we paid for it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure we paid for it. We got petty cash, and we bought dry ice from the restaurant downstairs. We loaded up the box with dry ice and then put the turkeys in it. There we had, after at least an hour of daisy chaining the turkeys from the truck to the building, the big New York City morning man and the big New York City program director, and I, a very low paid promotion director, we took the turkeys across the sidewalk in New York into the freight elevator up into the radio station, and we packed it up, taped it up, and made sure it was as cold as we could make it in that freezer box, which was a sofa box. Well, now what? Because the radio station covered a 50-mile radius. The signal went out 50 miles, and it was a heavily populated area, and it was Thanksgiving. And I learned a lot about prize winners, a tremendous amount about prize winners. We had to call 100 people and tell them to come and get their turkeys, one after the other. We made announcements on the air. If you won the turkey, you need to come and pick it up before, you know, 6 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving. For 2 days, we made phone calls. And this is what I learned, and this was amazing to me. Some people had to drive 50 miles to get their $14 turkey. But every single winner came into New York City at the height of traffic, paid 12 bucks at the time, paid 5 bucks to get through the Holland or Lincoln Tunnel or the George Washington Bridge, came into horrendous traffic on 40th Street, parked their car either in the bad traffic and risked getting a ticket, or paid for a parking garage, which was definitely more than the turkey, and they picked up their turkeys. And every one of them said, thank you. Every one of them was happy to get their turkey. I learned a number of things from this. One, no matter what union rule exists, there are some you haven't thought of. There are union rules so exotic, we can't go on the sidewalk. I can't get off the truck. My God. And I also learned the most important thing of all, which is no matter what, when asking for a salesman to do anything but sell, you need to put it in writing. You need to get her to sign off on it. You need to get her to say, yes, I'm going to get this done no matter what. I will do exactly what you want. I've learned you cannot ad-lib with salespeople. Selling airtime or anything else is really hard. If you want them to do anything else, it's not going to happen. That's my real frozen turkey story at Thanksgiving at a radio station in New York City at 99X. My email address is Walter M. Sterling. I'm on KMOX, KFBK, KMBZ. The three daughters radio stations, proud to be on those stations. What a great time we have every single Sunday night. Now, coming up, we're going to have the orgasm cult story. I know that you want to hear that. Plus the amazingly dumb things that I think Meghan Markle continues to do at an amazing rate. It's unbelievable. I'll have deep thoughts about Below Deck Mediterranean, one of the greatest TV shows ever made. And I have a secret message for you if you have our Midnight Misfit card. Are you a Midnight Misfit? Are you a member of the Midnight Misfit Club? Go to Walter Sterling Show, click Midnight Misfit, and download the card. And then when I give you secret messages, you will be able to decipher them and share them with your friends. We have a big show. We have a lot going on. No other show has this much going on. Live on a Sunday night, my email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered. And, Florida stories. I know you're obsessed with Florida stories, and I have Florida stories for you. Well, there you have it. There's really nothing else you need to know tonight. Florida stories, drive-through brew, and secret messages. It's spectacular. Is he vamping? Is he stretching for time? Yes, that's what I'm doing. This is Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Can't wait to talk to you, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession, capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, it is Dr. Dave. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving week across the nation. And Mother Nature has been pretty nice to the United States, as we're going to have above normal temperatures for most of the continental U.S. But keep the umbrellas handy, because we have a constant parade of storm systems that continue through the Pacific Northwest that will include rain and high elevation snows over the Cascades and northwestern Wyoming, with mixed wintry precipitation for the central and southern Rockies. Unfortunately, still no rain for the parched desert southwest into southern California. There will be rain on the East Coast, some of it heavy on the southern states. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Lake Wales, Florida. We have ourselves a 36-year-old Florida man who's out for a stroll with his kid. They see an unoccupied Hyundai on the side of the road. The guy's a surveyor, and he had just gone into the empty field across from the neighborhood where this guy was staying. And so he goes, "Come on, son, I'll show you a trick." They jump in the Hyundai and drive off. Grand Theft Auto right there. 2 days later, this guy that lives in the neighborhood drives his dog to that empty field that's across from the neighborhood to let his dog play. They're going to go throw the ball. He turns around, and that stolen Hyundai is behind his SUV, and our 36-year-old Florida man and his son are rummaging through the SUV. They steal a couple things. The guy goes, "Hey, stop." They jump in the stolen Hyundai, drive off. A few hours later, a guy is sitting in his living room watching TV, and he hears someone on his porch. He thinks, "Oh, someone's dropping off a package." No, turns out it's this 36-year-old Florida man and his 8-year-old son stealing a package from the front porch. He sees him walking off, says, "Hey, bring that back." The quote says, "It's mine now." So that Florida homeowner calls the cops. The cops try and pull him over. He doesn't pull over. He's got his kid in the car. He says, "Watch this." And he turns down some country roads in the middle of the woods and leaves the cops. According to this report in WFLA, the Lake Wales sent up their aviation unit. I have no idea what that means. Is that a helicopter? Is that one of those little quadcopter drones? Is that a Boeing 737? I'm not sure, but the aviation unit found the stolen Hyundai behind a house. So the cops show up, arrest him. And they're like, "Why did you drag your 8-year-old kid on this multi-day crime spree?" Florida man tells the deputies, "I was trying to toughen him up. I don't want him to be soft." You know, if you want to toughen him up, you can maybe enroll him in some karate classes or get him on a football team maybe. But I thought the rule in Florida was you don't take your 8-year-old boy on a crime spree. You got to wait till they're at least 12 or something. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to the Tampa area. Tom Brady grew up in California, spent the last whatever couple decades, most of it, in New England playing for the Patriots. This is his first year at Tampa Bay. This is the first time this man's seen a hurricane. He woke up, and Hurricane Eta had blown away the dock behind his house and a couple of jet skis that were tied to the dock. They were floating in the middle of the bay. I also heard that Rob Gronkowski might have lost his treehouse. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Debbie listening on KDKA in Pittsburgh. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Debbie.
Walter, how are you this evening?
Well, as you can imagine, I am charmed to be talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, the turkey story, and how you said that people probably spent more money in gas or on toll roads, but they came and picked up those turkeys, reminded me of a story back in the 50s when my father, who worked for the steel mills back here, U.S. Steel, Homestead Works, and worked around the clock. He worked three shifts, 4 to 12, 12 to 8, 8 to 4, and raised five children. One day, I won this little 45 record on a radio station, called in to win this little record. The name of it was Going, Going, Gone. And my father, after he got off work one morning, he said, "Oh, you won that record." He took me like 15 miles to go and pick it up at a radio station. And what was a 45 record worth back then? I don't know. What did you pay for them? Like a dollar or a dollar and a half?
A quarter.
Yes, something like that. But he drove me down there after having worked 8 hours so I could get my little 45.
Well, Debbie, Debbie, I have a hunch. Do you still have that record?
Do you know what? I believe I do.
Debbie, it's
I have a stack of 45s.
I'll bet it's in there because it's an amazing phenomenon. For years, I was a consultant. I gave advice to radio stations. I wore a suit. That's long over. I ended that. I needed my sanity back. I used to make money. Now I make no money, but I'm happy. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We used to do focus groups, and they'd ask the groups of people, do you ever enter a radio station contest? And no one ever entered a radio station contest in the focus groups.
I do all the time.
Right, but let me finish the story. So,
okay.
I said to the focus group person, you're asking it wrong. Ask it this way. Say, most people enter radio station contests. Which one have you entered? 8 out of 10 hands went up. 8 out of 10 hands went up every time. And here's what I learned from that, just like with the turkeys. Everybody remembered the station and the time that they won. And it could have been 20 years ago, but they remembered the disc jockey and the radio station. And unless it was perishable, every one of them still had the prize. That's why I knew that you still had the prize.
This is crazy.
888-688-WALT. Now it is time for the scary music. I'm going to give you our secret message, which you can only decipher with a Midnight Misfit membership card. You get the Midnight Misfit membership card at Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. There's a tab that says Midnight Misfit. Click it, and you can download and print out your membership card for being a misfit. Here's the secret message. It's a special Thanksgiving message you can only decode with the Midnight Misfit card. Thank you, Neil Paul. Here are the letters. Z, the number 4, the number 7, an N as in Nancy, and an exclamation mark. I will say it only once more. Z, 4, 7, N, exclamation mark. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors. And they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly, and it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. You and I are together on a Sunday night. I am live.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
I've always been fascinated by truck stops at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Being in a truck stop on Thanksgiving and Christmas is one of those, I'm not supposed to be here now. It's one of those cultures that isn't supposed to be around on Thanksgiving. But the thing that always gets me about truck stops is the announcement. The announcement is, shower number 3 is ready. Shower number 8 is ready. I'm like, whoa, showers. I'm here to buy gum and coffee and cake and leave. Well, there's another part of the truck stop that you and I don't go into unless you're driving a truck, and it's called truckers. There's a sign that says truckers this way. And if you go into this wing of the truck stop, it includes showers. And they make announcement as to when it's clean and ready. And that fascinates me.
It's nice because you can reserve the showers with the app, or you can go up to the counter and get them. And all the information's right up here on the TV screen or on the app, which is nice. Let's see, it looks like the showers might be open here. Let's see if we can peek in. All right, so this one has been used, so I'm not touching anything. But yeah, same as the other one. It has a toilet, sink with the counter. This one's actually pretty nice, decent size. And the shower stall. It's got some hooks in the shower. There you go. There's the shower head. It comes with soap if you need it. They all come with towels. So overall, not too bad. This one's not too bad. A lot of them don't have the shower curtain like that. That's just an open design. Some of them do. All right. Let's head on back. Laundry. A lot of the places do have laundry, but not all of them. So you definitely want to check the app if you need to do laundry. Look at that. $2.75 for each. Whoo. That's, yeah. Most of them do have this set up where they've got two washers, four dryers, because it takes longer to dry than it does to wash. Some of them you can pay by credit card now, which is very convenient, but a lot of them are still cash only. You know, gotta take the coins. All right.
Now, if you're a trucker, I'd like to know what you look for in those showers. Which truck stops have the best showers? Which ones make you the most comfortable? When you go down that aisle that says for truckers or truckers welcome, you're going to find a couple things. You're going to find the showers, and some of them have like 20 showers. You're going to find the laundromat, but you're also going to find a lot of video games, a lot of things that are not available to us in general. Laundromat, video games, showers. And the interesting thing about the showers is I thought that they were just a shower, but they're not. They're a bathroom suite. Nice sink, shower, bathroom. Wow, this is like good living. Which one of these truck stops has the best one? 888-688-WALT. I'd like to know how that works. And which one has the best Thanksgiving meal? You know, which of the truck stops has the best Thanksgiving meal? My number is 888-688-WALT. I'd like to know. If you're a professional trucker, I'd like to know which one does the best job for you.
I am happy, and I want to say to you from Indiana Jack, happy Thanksgiving, and remember, trucking really is an adventure, and I will see you next time right here on Adventures in Trucking.
What is that? That's not what I wanted.
I must have put the wrong time down.
Anyway, that's what I'm curious about. Which truck stops do you like the best? Which ones have the best shower stalls? It's a whole world I knew nothing about. When I first went into a truck stop and it said, shower number 3 is ready. I'm like, really? There's showers here? Oh, my gosh. And then I did a little homework to find out, what do those look like? Well, I was shocked to find out that they were nice, clean, modern, not scary. Pretty cool. I wish they had that for us. And then I said to the cashier, I said, can I use that? You know, me, not a trucker. She said, if it's not busy, you can use it. But it's a whole different world. All right, 888-688-WALT, 24 past the hour, live on a Sunday night. You and I are driving across the country. We have the best time, don't we? I love doing this radio show, and I love being with you. And there are my Midnight Misfits, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson. Welcome. John Kelly, Rosemary Furlong and her mom, Mark Cavullo, Nate Tester, Annie Knupp, hi, Irene Robinson, and the prettiest name there ever was, Marion Jewel Riley, Judith J.G., who hates me, Annie Knupp, Rebecca Canner, Ron Layton, Eddie Valdez, Jennifer Hayden, Ken Brandenburg, and Ken Forbes. This is Sterling on Sunday. You know who died a few weeks ago?
Jackie boy, I think you know why you're here. Congratulations. You are the first to know officially that I'm staying on as CEO.
Rip Torn died a few weeks ago, and I'm going to tell you my Rip Torn story in just seconds. Mark, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Mark in Kansas City,
yeah,
listening
on
KMBZ.
Hi. How you doing? Hello. I've actually been on your show one time before. I was the guy that had the tornado chasing him across the country when I was in a truck and trailer.
How did that go? Was that good to be on my show? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I liked it. And I noticed ever since then you mentioned truckers a lot.
Well, I have tremendous respect for truckers. I have tremendous respect for anybody who can do what you do and do it safely. So welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so I'll break down the shower scenario. So
yes,
they're all the same. The towels that are provided in them, you don't want to use because they smell like mildew, you know, like an old raunchy motel or something off the highway where the bed sheets are kind of stained, you know. So you definitely want to use your own towels. The problem with that is then your towels are wet. And you may not have time to do laundry. You kind of save your laundry up for a while because it costs so much. Everything at a truck stop's like an island. It's more expensive because you can't take a truck in just anywhere. You know what I mean? So the showers are pretty much all the same, but I would say the best truck stop to actually use is in the Pilot. There's truck stops called Pilot and Flying J, and they merged. And what their CEO did, Pilot, when they bought out Flying J, was they gave you shower power, which means if you've – this is like for over-the-road, long-driving truckers. If you average – every time you fill up with – they give you a little card, like a rewards card. And you have to fill up with more than 50 gallons to earn a free shower. Otherwise, the shower costs like $12. They really rake you at truck stops. But you fill up a lot, so you build up these showers. What Pilot did was if you fill up X amount of gallons this month, you've already got free showers for next month. And Petro, which was a competing truck stop, they didn't follow like with that. So Pilot, when I first started in the industry 10 years ago, was like probably my least favorite truck stop, and then it became my favorite. Because not only that, they would give you points. Every time you fill up, you earn points for merchandise, as long as it's not alcohol or tobacco or something like that at the counter.
Mark, are you going to be driving on Thanksgiving?
No, I have that day off. I'm a local truck driver now, and I don't drive. I drive locally just here in Kansas City. I don't drive over the road. We got that day off.
And have they lit up Country Club Plaza?
I haven't been down there, and I work so many hours. I'm sure they have. I think actually they did like a Zoom thing where they were encouraging people not to gather, like you talk about. That's a big thing here in Kansas City. I've done it one time. But they haven't done it yet. It hasn't been Thanksgiving. They're telling people to watch from home, as lame as that sounds.
It is pretty lame. I am so grateful that you listened to the show. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And I wish you the very best Thanksgiving. Thank you.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Talking about where you find the best showers and the economics of showers. It's fascinating to me because these are services offered to truckers and not to us four-wheelers. Because, you know, that's a very hostile group. That's a very hostile divide between four-wheelers and 18-wheelers. 18-wheelers hate four-wheelers, can't stand them. And four-wheelers generally are just terrified to have to pass an 18-wheeler. Once I saw a truck swaying back and forth, and he was out of control. He couldn't control it. Once the sway starts, the way the sound waves work, he really had trouble. I thought he was going to tip over. But I knew the best thing I could do was stay very far away. Coming up, we have information about the orgasm cult and it being investigated by the FBI. Plus, stupid things Meghan Markle has done. It's amazing to me that a woman has been given this much privilege and this many gifts, this much, many gifts of the universe, is fighting it every inch of the way. She's cashing in, and it's pretty appalling. Inside the orgasm cult, plus the Hillsong pastor, Carl Lentz, escorts his wife, Laura, to a tanning session in Los Angeles. And we will talk about the bizarre nature of Hillsong, because I find Hillsong itself to be stranger than the ousted CEO. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave speaking, and I thought this would be a good time as we look past Thanksgiving into what kind of a winter it's going to be. And we see La Nina, which us meteorologists call the above normal surface seawater temperatures in the equatorial and eastern Pacific, is cooler than normal, which usually means wet and cool for the Northwest, wet and warm in the Ohio Valley, and much above temperatures from the mid-Atlantic to the Southeast. So we'll keep looking at that to see how much snows we get, how much rains we get, and unfortunately, it's going to continue to be high and dry in the desert Southwest and in Southern California, where they need the rain desperately. For Sterling on Sunday, this is Staff Meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. And the next weather at 6:36 past every hour, only here on Sterling on Sunday.
Greg Stocker, you. Spike Eskridge, you. James Montague, you. Phil, thank you. I am so lucky that I get to work with this phenomenal crew in Philadelphia, part of Entercom Communications, the great Field family. Thank you for letting me part of your radio station, your group, your executives, and David Yagdaroff, who's the grand poobah of all of Philadelphia for Entercom. You have always been gracious to me. You have always been kind, and you've always given me astonishing support, just astonishing support, and I thank you all. It's 37 past the hour at 888-688-WALT, and during the breaks, I am guilty of listening to songs that I really like, that keep me up. This is Blondie's The Tide is High. I'm not going to play all of it. Don't get nervous. But this is it with a full orchestra. And oh, my God. This was recorded in Sweden or Germany or someplace. I'll post it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. It's a full orchestra. Like, all known instruments are in that orchestra backing her up. And, you know, she's like, I deserve that orchestra. I'm Blondie. Before Madonna, before Taylor Swift, it was Blondie. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'll post it. Don't worry. Now, let's see. What have I got for you? Oh, yes, yes. There's a butcher shop on Great Jones Street in Manhattan. And every year, they accept reservations for their turkeys. There will only be 300 turkeys, and they wrap the turkeys in bacon, and they stuff them for you. Now, you have to make the reservation fairly early, say in August. And one year I was passing by and I said, you know what, I'm going to register for this turkey. They don't even make you buy it. They just make you register. And I walk in there August and I say, you know, I want to be number one. Well, being number one is a very big deal in this butcher shop. Being number one at Thanksgiving is a big deal. It's sort of a New York cultural win. So I go in there and say, I want to be number one. And the butchers go, number one, number one. And the woman who's in charge of the shop, who's the owner, she says, I don't even have the pad ready for it. And so she waits, she gets it out, puts down my name, number one, son of a gun. Then if you are number one, they post every name, 1 to 300, behind the counter, print it out, and then you come in and you give your name, and they give you your turkey. Well, I go in there, and I get my number one, and if you're number one, they do something else. First of all, they all shout, number one, which is a fantastic feeling. The other thing they do is they insist on taking your photograph. They take your photograph, there you are with the number one. But before I got in there, I'm standing in line like everybody else. Number one doesn't get you to cut the line. Number one just means you get the turkey, and you get your name on this thing. Well, where's the thing I want? Yeah, da da da. Don't worry, I'm finding it. You'll get it. Huh. Well, number two, no, number one. I want this audio clip of Rip Torn, which I can't find. Well, anyway. So I'm in line, and I realize that Rip Torn is in front of me in line. And I look at Rip Torn, and we have this conversation about the turkey. He, of course, is completely unimpressed. And I thank him for being so nice to me and talking to me. Once when I went to vote, there was Barbara Streisand in front of me in line. We know who she was voting for. But Rip Torn died, and that's a sad thing. It's 41 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well, because Harry's razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years, and they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma. And it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right. And it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now, think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy, too, because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors, and you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful, and a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling's free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. Harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we go to Orlando, where they just signed a deal with a German startup called Lilium to start what? They're going to try out flying taxis. See, and this is doubly bad because Germany is Florida of Europe. So you want to combine Germany with Florida and 186-mile-per-hour flying taxis over a dense metropolis. What could possibly go wrong? Wouldn't you want to test this out in, like, the middle of Montana? I'm sure I'll have some updates for you shortly. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Sebring, Florida, where we have ourselves a 46-year-old Florida man who's had a rough go of it. He's broke, destitute. His girlfriend just dumped him. So about a month ago, he tried to have a suicide by cop. He went over to his ex-girlfriend's house and harassed her until she called the cops. When the cops came out there, he attacked him, but he didn't have a weapon on him. So they just beat him up and put him in jail. And they had him in protective custody, you know, the mental ward. He just got out of that. And so this time, around 1 a.m., he's outside of Circle K screaming at people and making a scene. And he tries the suicide by cop thing again. So this time when the cops show up, he pulls out a cell phone and holds it at him like a gun. And so they shoot him, but he doesn't die. So they put him in protective custody again. And the thought is he's probably going to get out and try and do the suicide by cop thing as soon as he gets out of jail here. I'll let you know if he ever succeeds. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Haines City, where a firefighter is accused of stealing $165 worth of Pokemon cards from Walmart. You know, some people have weird addictions. Some people are addicted to gambling. Some people are addicted to alcohol. A lot of people are addicted to meth out there. This guy's addicted to Pokemon cards. Pokemon cards. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to St. Lucie County, where an adult dancer named Strawberry caused a little bit of trouble outside of her work at 2:30 in the morning. One of the security guys was telling the cops that Strawberry had lost her purse, and when her purse turned up, it had just a few dollars in it. So Strawberry goes into the dressing room, starts accusing all the other dancers of stealing her money. The owner of the adult club says Strawberry's actually been fired at least a half dozen times, but she comes back and dances and makes money anyway, which at least there's a level of dedication there. It's just to stripping. And I'm about 80% sure Strawberry's not her real name. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Jackie boy, I think you know why you're here. Congratulations. You are the first to know officially that I'm staying on as CEO.
Quote, I now begin a journey of rebuilding trust with my wife, Laura, and my children, and taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need.
Yes, fired Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz escorts wife to church, no, to marriage counseling, no, to a tanning session in Los Angeles. Disgraced Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz and his wife Laura, they head to a late night tanning session in L.A. without her wedding ring, as her husband waits in the parking lot on a tense phone call. Carl Lentz escorted his wife to a tanning salon in L.A. Friday night. The 42-year-old cleric kept a low profile with a black hoodie as he talked on the phone outside the salon. Obviously, the Daily Mail is on it. Laura appeared tired as she arrived for the appointment, dressed in a loose pink tracksuit, and she's gorgeous. The couple are said to be undergoing intense therapy after their 17-year marriage was thrown into the spotlight earlier this month when Lentz announced he had been unfaithful. Lentz was fired from his job as head of a celebrity church, Hillsong. He ran the New York City sector because of this affair. His mistress, New York-based designer Ranan Karim, revealed the tales of their five-month fling, telling how he said that she was the best sex he ever had. Lentz told his family's home in Montclair, New Jersey, right before the scandal broke. The family have since been in hiding of their $4.5 million Manhattan Beach house. Well, the Daily Mail revealed on Friday that Lentz had signed a one-year $16,000 a month lease for their impressive pad in Manhattan Beach. Well, there you go. You know, things always go well when there's tons of money involved with a church. It always goes well. Like Jerry Falwell Jr., there was trouble there last month. Now it's with Hillsong. But Hillsong is a creepy church.
I now begin a journey of rebuilding trust with my wife, Laura, and my children, and taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need.
Hillsong is is targeted to 30-year-olds. It has a lot of music in minor chords. Every time I pass a Hillsong church, it's in minor chords, and the light on the altar is in purple and blue. What they do, there's no Hillsong church. What they do is they rent churches of Presbyterians, Episcopalians that are empty at night. They'll rent them at 8 o'clock at night. No one's going to the Presbyterian or Episcopalian church at night. They rent it at night, and it's packed. They are able to pack it because they have blue and white light and purple light. They have this organ music in minor keys, and they give this very positive capitalistic message. It was founded in Australia. But that's what it is. It's a celebrity positive church. Somehow in the history of churches, that has never really worked out well, has it? All right, my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And now the crazy Meghan Markle.
New legal documents reveal Meghan's lawyers say that Meghan did have some involvement with the book because she spoke to a friend who she knew was working with the author. Apparently, Meghan was concerned that her fallout with her father, Thomas Markle, would be misrepresented. And the document said, quote, Meghan was concerned that her father's narrative in the media that she had abandoned him and had not even tried to contact him, which was false, would be repeated.
Meghan Markle opens a new window. Having been offered a lucrative new job as spokesperson for a company that will teach Americans how to lower their property taxes. No, that's what I said. Meghan Markle is going to be a spokesperson for a company that will teach Americans how to lower their property taxes. Long Island-based Property Tax Reduction Consultants has given the soon-to-be ex-royals a chance to earn their own money amid hopes of becoming financially independent following their exit from the monarchy, a move now being referred to as Mexit. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are the most famous royals in the news of the last two decades. They share property tax reduction consultants' missions of helping others with our extensive background of charity work with breast cancer, Toys for Tots, and countless other endeavors, says their CEO. Well, there you have it. Royals, members of a royal family, are going to tell Americans how to reduce their taxes. Again, what could possibly go wrong? Here's this woman, a B actress, who was on a B show, convinces this poor Prince Harry to move to America and live in anonymity. She was tired of the press chasing her. She was tired of the evil British press chasing her. She said, we need to be left alone. So what does she do? She moves to Santa Barbara. What's in Santa Barbara? Celebrities and venture capitalists and mansions. They buy a big mansion, they move in, and now they expect to be left alone. That's not going to happen. She has hired 14 different public relations firms since she's been a royal to minimize the impact of all the things that she has done. 14. How does this happen? You know, how does this happen? All right, let me talk to you about something important. This is Thanksgiving week, and right now you know somebody who's in need, and you may not know what to do for them. You may know they're about to lose their home. You may know they might lose their car. They've been out of work for months. 30 million Americans lost their jobs during this pandemic, and 30 million Americans have been out of work for at least 6 months. their unemployment's about to run out. Your unemployment's about to run out at the end of December. The provisions preventing you from being evicted are about to run out at the end of December. These are hard times for millions of Americans. And you may look at a friend of yours or somebody down the street and go, they're about to lose their house. They're about to lose their car. I wish there was something I could do for them. And then in your mind, you're thinking, I'd have to write a giant check and pay their mortgage, or I'd have to make their car payment or something that big. That's a logical thought of when you're aware of somebody's problem. However, my friend, if you can't write that check or don't want to write that check, there is something you can do that would mean just as much. It's a gallon of milk. If somebody has a family with kids, especially young kids, if you go to that person's house and you say, hey, listen, we got a grocery delivery and I ordered a quart of milk and they sent me 2 gallons. Please take them for me because otherwise they're just going to go bad. If you do that for a family, that would be spectacular. Because if somebody's in the situation where they're about to lose their home, they're about to lose their car, they've been out of work for months, a gallon of milk represents a change in lifestyle. A gallon of milk gives them a freedom for 2 or 3 days that they didn't have before. Don't think that the gallon of milk is not enough. It will be quite a bit, and you're going to be cool about it. You're going to say, we got a delivery that was too big. We got 2 gallons of milk we don't need, and if I don't get rid of it, it's going to go to waste. Because, you know, I only need a quart of milk a week. They will be so grateful to you. And it will be done in such a way that you preserve their dignity. And you'll feel great. And they'll have their milk. That's all you need to do is a gallon of milk to somebody in need. It's a spectacular, gracious, thoughtful gift. And the greatest gift you and I can be given, happy Thanksgiving, is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.